Aaron. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and we made it. We got through another year. That's right. 2025 in just a matter of hours is going to be gone. It's going to be history, and we're going to be turning that page, and we're going to be, if you still write out checks, you're going to have to put 2026, right? And it's so exciting, a new year looking ahead, but also it's really a great time to reflect on what happened this past year of 2025. You know, we've had some great times. We've had some not so great times too. So the best and the worst moments of 2025, that's what we're focusing on to close out this extraordinary year. We're alive. We made it. We're here. So let's really talk about it. What were the best moments of 2025 for you, the Take Two family? And we also want the worst moments. Okay. Because remember, we cover the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. That's the way we roll here. We've got the show team in place, Matt, Michael, Rich, all ready to go for you. And now I just need to hear from you. Jerry will be joining us hopefully shortly. He had a meeting he had to attend because he is in the seminary. And so he, when they call, the authorities call and they want to have a meeting or whatever, or talk about something that's going on at the parish, he's got to answer. So he'll be jumping in, and that's great. But if not, we'll take it from here and we're going to fill up those phone lines. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I need to hear from you and fill up those phone lines. Tell us the best and the worst of 2025, and then we're going to leave it behind. Okay. We're going to just move it into the past, and we're going to be looking forward into a wonderful, prosperous, healthy, happy new year. Okay. We need that. And we want to be looking ahead, and God wants us to look ahead. But would you please impart with us the best and worst moments of 2025? Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Call in, think about it for a moment, speak to Matt, tell him your best and worst moments of 2025, and then we'll move on. You can tell us what you're looking forward to for 2026. And again, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We are live today. I know it's New Year's Eve day. I get it. Everybody's planning for whatever New Year's celebration you're going to attend. I get that. But we are live because this is important, because lives are listening to this show. Souls want to be changed. God is using the radio airwaves, and you are a big part of it, the Take Two family. So if you step up and share your stories, they matter. People care. People learn from it, and people grow. So I'll share the best and worst moments. I'll go first. I have no problem with that. Everybody knows I'm pretty much an open book. I really have not much to hide anymore at this point at 60 years old. So the best and worst moments of 2025. Well, I can tell you best moments. You know what? Let me start with the worst moments. How's that? The worst moments was when I went into my first surgery in January of 2025. I was 85% blind. I went in there in a wheelchair, couldn't see about 18 inches in front of me. It was not good, guys. And that's not a great way to start off the new year. And then the surgeries went well, back-to-back surgeries. But now I'm facing some more procedures in 2026. But I'm cool. It's all good. You know, I learned so much, though, going through the worst moments. I learned that my husband, Marty, is a phenomenal caregiver. He's incredible. I've never seen anybody like him. And I'm so grateful that I got to experience that. So that wasn't so great. And then there was minor stuff like air conditioning units broke and things like that. And so, you know, you got the things that just their life, right? Best moments. Oh, do I love being with the Take Two family? You guys are incredible. I've said this so many times. I am just so amazed at your generous, giving, loving, spiritual, you know, beautiful, holy hearts that you have. Thank you for all the prayers. I felt those prayers. Those are the best moments. I love being on Take Two. I feel so grateful to God. I love being on the Spirit World that's produced out of the Guadalupe Radio Network. And I just feel so honored to work with two incredible co-hosts, Jerry Usher and Adam Bly. So those are just amazing. Our show team here for Take Two, Matt, Michael, and Rich, incredible. Michael McCall, our producer, it's so it's so wonderful to work with him because he keeps me laughing, keeps me smiling. He's amazing. He's a great dad, a great husband, and a great producer. Other great moments, I got to executive produce a few shows out of Guadalupe Radio Network, and I'm just so thrilled about that. I never thought I would be an executive producer, but Morning Joy, the morning show, and The Quest, the afternoon call-in show with our priests, I'm just so grateful to Guadalupe Radio Network that they took a chance on little old me, and it's working out really in a beautiful way, and I'm just loving it. So yeah, the creative side of things, those were the best moments of 2025. The worst moments, the health issues. That's the worst. So you need to have good health. So we need to pray for to be in strong physical shape to get through the new year. Prosperous? Yes, definitely. We want to prosper. We want to advance and grow and be successful in our spiritual life, in our daily lives. Yes, we want that. And we want it to be happy. Happy, but really joy-filled, right? And so that's 2025 best and worst moments for me. There's probably more I'll think of, but I'm looking at the phone lines. They're lighting up. That's great. So I want to hear from you. So does Jerry. I know when he joins in, he'll share his best and worst moments. I know what his best probably is, that he's in seminary and he definitely needs to be there. And he's on the road to being ordained, God willing, as a priest. And I think he'll make a wonderful priest. And so this is so exciting. We got exciting things to look forward to, but we got also things to look back on and really say, you know, I could have done better here, or you know what, I did pretty good. I showed up good for God. Let's really talk about it. Best and worst moments of 2025. That's what we're talking about. Please share with the world. I think I was pretty honest. Yeah, it's really from my heart. I'm very grateful. I love EWTN. EWTN has us covered, you guys. We always can rely on EWTN when we want to get great programming and the devotionals and mass around the clock. I mean, it's incredible. We're very, very blessed. And so let's think of all those blessings and have that attitude of gratitude as we're going through this broadcast today and finishing the year strong. Come on, Take Two family, blow up those phone lines. Let's go. Make them look like fireworks. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call if you want to share best and worst moments of 2025. I'll be right back. This is going to be an exciting broadcast. I've already got messages coming in pretty fast, and you guys are amazing, wishing all of the Take Two family and the show team a happy new year. Right back at you. We love you to pieces. Thank you so much. And even got some listeners that are calling in from Texas who listen to Morning Joy and The Quest. Thanks, you guys. I'm glad you love the shows. And please let Guadalupe Radio Network know that, because they're working hard to produce a programming that really, you know, meets all our needs. And that's really good. And it's great. What Catholic radio is doing in general is phenomenal. Please get behind Catholic radio. When your local listening area comes to you, I know there may even be end of year appeals happening right now online or on air. Please give generously. Let's all get behind Catholic radio, because it's changing hearts. It's saving souls. It's really helping people get closer to God each and every time they listen. Trust me on this, please. If you don't believe anything else I say, believe that, because it's so important. So get behind Catholic radio in your local listening area. And please remember EWTN. Let's go big for 2026. That would be my thought and reflection for the new year, is let's really get behind all things Catholic. And let's let them just, you know, go out into every square inch of the world. Okay, let's think about that for a moment. How beautiful that would be. So just really think, have that focus, And when things come up in your life and you can participate through prayer, through action, you know, take action like volunteering, doing something of that nature, or financial giving, if you're able to do that, then step into the family, because you won't regret it. So that would be my reflection for the new year, that I would love for all of us to just really get excited about what Catholic Radio is doing and can continue to do. You know, Toya Hall, the COO of Guadalupe Radio Network, the founder of Guadalupe Radio Network, she always says, we're trying to reach more souls, she says. I hear her say that all the time. So Toya, if you're listening, thank you for saying that and saying it over and over again to all of us, because that's what it's all about, reaching more souls. Are you with me on this, guys? If you are, call in. Share how you feel about Catholic Radio, what you feel about 2025, the good and the not so good times of 2025. Let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Diane. Diane's in Minnesota, listening on Alexa. Hi, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's New Year's Eve day. I'm so happy we made it through another year.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple of years, I think, since I talked to you about the problems I was having. I was trying to come into the church, and even though I was all excited because my own annulment was granted, that's when I called you. I was so happy because mm-hmm. I was thinking, you know, I was going to come in. And then it turned out that my husband had to go through an annulment as well. And that took nearly 2 years. That is a little bit more than 2 years for that to happen. And in the end, it was not granted.
Oh.
So, yeah, because of just various problems. Hmm. And so I was ready to just give everything up. You know, I had just struggled and struggled with this. And my husband, who is not Catholic and does not want to become Catholic, you know, he did this for me. He went through the annulment process, and ultimately it was unsuccessful. And I was just thinking, well, what's the point, you know? Because for me, it's all about the Eucharist, and mm-hmm. there's only one place you can go to get that. And, you know, I was just thinking, well, that's it then. And I was ready to just give up on this dream of mine to become Catholic. And my husband sensed my sadness. He said he could tell I would come home every Sunday after Mass and just be so downcast because mm-hmm. I couldn't receive the Lord. And he came to me and told me that he would be willing to live chastely. Because that was our only other option, mm-hmm. was to live chastely so that I could come in. And he agreed to do that. And that just floored me. So this past November 9th, I was finally entered into full communion with the Catholic Church. And I'm just so grateful and happy and
wow.
It's just a dream come true. Yep.
Wow. You know, I don't know. So, I don't know if you realize this. November 9th is my birthday.
Is that right?
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I'm like, wow, that's, and Diane, I remember when you called in. So Diane, this is amazing. What an incredible journey. So obviously you stayed close with a priest that was counseling you on this, obviously, because you must have, you got clear direction on which way to go with this.
It didn't hurt that the priest is also a canon lawyer.
So, okay,
so
good.
So he was able to advise me, yes.
Wow. Okay, Diane, please forgive me on this. I'm a little bit confused on something, and you don't have to get into the details if you don't want to, but I kind of scratched my head going, wait a minute. So your husband was not Catholic. So why would the some kind of annulment an abbreviated annulment, if you will, be denied? So there must have been something that had to. There must have been something about.
Well, just in a nutshell, the other party refused to cooperate. So
okay. So he actually had to go through, instead of just some forms to fill out because he wasn't Catholic, he actually had to go through a full blown annulment.
He had, He had to go through the full annulment. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Because we were both previously married. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Okay. All right. Yep. So, okay. All right. Got it. All right. Now I think I'm assuming some of the details now. Okay. I get it.
Right.
So,
right.
So you're, what an amazing spouse you have. Wow. Yeah, talk about.
I've been blessed. Yes.
That is incredible. Well, I put you in the prayer book. If you feel comfortable giving us his first name, you can. If not, it's okay. God knows you're a couple and what a beautiful soul he is to sacrifice like that for, so that you can live out your Catholic faith. And I think that is, I'm holding back the tears because that is incredible that he would recognize that and be willing to put his needs and his desires aside so that you can pursue holiness. Wow. Diane, that is incredible. Whatever you want me to put in the prayer book, I just brought the prayer book out.
Sure. His name is Ron.
Ron. Well, he's amazing. I'm gonna call him Saint Ron with a small S, but Saint Ron. That's pretty incredible. So that's definitely the best part of 2025 for you coming into Holy Mother Church. Would you say the worst part was going through all these ups and downs and twists and turns?
Yes, and throughout the whole process, you know, it was a study in patience. That was the big lesson that I knew I was being taught, was patience and perseverance.
Patience and perseverance. Yeah. I need a healthy dose of that patience and perseverance. Yeah. And what are you looking forward to for 2026, especially in your spiritual walk?
Well, I'm just hoping to go way deeper into my faith. I truly am. Mm-hmm. And with any luck, I will drag Ron with me.
Good. But, that's what I was hoping you'd say. And that's what we're going to be, praying for, Diane, because it doesn't stop here. You know, God is always moving. Oh, we always remember that God is moving. So it's not like, oh, we made it, you know, oh, thank goodness we can check the box. No, God is going to continue to develop us. Yep.
Right. It keeps going. And I jokingly told Ron that I would drag him kicking and screaming, but no, the Lord, I'm sure, will work in his own way and in his own time. So once again, patience and perseverance.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think I can speak for Father Wade Menezes, because I've heard him say this a few times, and he even said it on the Spirit World when he was a guest. He says, we are not eternity minded enough. So I think I could say for Father Wade Menezes that you guys are acting eternity minded. And so God bless you for that. God bless you for thinking big picture, not just what this short time that we have here on earth offers, but for the eternal rewards. And that is incredible, Diane. Diane, you got to keep us posted, okay?
I sure will.
Thank you. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and God bless you and EWTN.
Thank you, and welcome home. Thank you so much. That was a great call. Wow. Praise be to God. Amazing. So Diane shared the best moments of 2025 for her and Ron, and how exciting that is, and also what she went through to get there. I need you to step up and share your best and worst moments of 2025 by calling 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And I just received lots of stars from some of our Take Two family members saying thank you for saying that Catholic Radio is trying to reach more souls. Absolutely. I know that to be true, but I've heard it said many, many times and from Toya Hall and who's Guadalupe Radio Network. And I will tell you, it's true. That's what Catholic Radio, that's the mission of Catholic Radio, reaching more souls, trying to get souls to heaven. That's what it's all about, guys. This world, this life, if it's true that Saint Teresa of Avila said this, which I hope it was true that she said this, because I think it's hilarious, and it's true that this life is like one night in a bad motel, and that's what it's like. It's difficult. It's not easy, and there's moments of great joy and wonder and an incredible sense of happiness and bliss. Yeah, there is. That's mixed in, but really, it can be quite difficult. Okay, but what we have waiting for us is so so much better. And that's where we have to keep our eyes fixed on and focused on and really drive towards to getting home back to God, just like St. Thomas Aquinas said. Okay, let's hear what David has to say in Mobile, Alabama on Sirius XM 130. Hi, David. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You can hear in my voice that I'm just so grateful we made it through another year.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, mine is pretty simple. My worst time would be earlier this year. I was diagnosed with AFib and had to have my heart shot. And through medication, I haven't had any more episodes. So that's been a good blessing that that's done. Mm-hmm. And I shared with you guys a couple weeks ago, I just became Catholic on December 2nd.
Yeah.
And I also married my wife in the Catholic Church on the 2nd. So that is hands down the best thing that happened in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me. And,
yeah.
You know, quite honestly, I'll tell you that we've been together for 35 years. And I love her more now than I think I ever have.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Oh yeah, I love it. Because you're seeing each other in a different light. It's so beautiful. It's so of God. David, I know we have you in the book from when you last called. Can you give us your wife's first name again? Because I have the prayer book out. I'm putting down all the couples.
Yes, it's Valerie.
Valerie, that's right. I thought so. I you know what? I remembered.
I also would like you to put, and I think you have her in, my deceased daughter, April.
April,
I pray for her soul daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this May 1st will be 5 years. So.
And that's so hard. You never get over. Yeah, it's hard to get over a loss, especially of a child. Absolutely. But David, you have so much heavenly support and intercessors, as you know, and how beautiful it is to receive that support and to develop your earthly existence, okay, from this point on in the church with Valerie. And how wonderful is that? Because you're moving closer and closer towards God to the beatific vision. That's what we should all be shooting for. And that's the road.
Yeah.
That's the road we're on. And it's exciting, isn't it, David?
Oh, yes. And, you know, and for anybody that has left the church, or it took me 61 years to get here. And I mean, I cannot wait to go to Mass. And fortunately, we have our church has Mass like Tuesday and Wednesday night, because just once a week wouldn't do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I cannot wait to get after work. My wife and I, we go to church on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I mean, I look so forward to it. I just don't think about anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, don't leave. Come back. You know, the Eucharist is a blessing that we're bestowed here on Earth. And why would you want to give that up?
Mm-hmm. Amen. I agree with you. Well, you know what, David? You just prompted me to say this. Let's do this together. Let's say to the world right now that's listening to Take Two, maybe for the new year, for 2026, if you're not a daily Mass goer, please consider going one more time or two a week, right? So you go on the weekends. That's what we're called to do. Absolutely. But pick another day during the week, maybe first Friday devotions, maybe first Saturday, or pick maybe a Monday or Tuesday to start your week off, and go to daily Mass so you can be fed with our Lord, and so that it can enable you to be stronger and you can fight temptation. What do you say, David?
Amen. I mean, amen. And I just wish more churches had evening services, because I mean, it's, for me, it's impossible to go to the 8 a.m. Mass during the morning. But you know, I think if more parishes would do that, I think they would see an uptick in attendance, because our Wednesday, you know, to Tuesday night, maybe 15 people, but Wednesdays, you know, 20, mm-hmm. 30, sometimes 40 people show up.
Wow.
You know, because it's in the evening time.
Yeah, I so agree with you, David. Completely agree with you. I've always said it. There should be a nighttime Mass for us who work during the day, and it's hard to get to a morning Mass. But that's what I love. EWTN has Mass going around the clock for us, and which if we can't make it physically. So, David, thank you. Happy New Year to you and Valerie. We've got you in the prayer book, and now we're going to ask you to call in to Take Two when I come back. let's go, you guys. We do have some open phone lines. We're trying to cover the best and the worst moments of 2025. Would you please call this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And tell the world your best and worst moments. If you want to get in the prayer book, I do have the prayer book out. It's going to be closing up for 2025, so you get your names in there. So call in, and you don't have to be Catholic, and we just want to hear what's going on in your life and how you felt about 2025 and what you're looking forward to in 2026. You know, Michael and I were just talking on the break, and we were just saying it's so nice to be able to reset, right? To hit that reset button, to start over. And maybe I would just like to encourage all of you to reset on a daily basis in 2026. You don't have to wait for a whole year to reset. In life coaching, you can reset every day. We talk about it all the time. And just, you know, think about what you did well during the day, do an, you know, examination of conscience, think about where you fell short, then hit the reset button and start over with the help of your guardian angel each and every morning. And you wake up knowing that you have your guardian angel beside you at night. You thank your guardian angel. It really can be a much more enjoyable process of this thing called life. If you just are kind of feeling like you're just trying to get over that mountain or climbing uphill, it can be tough, and the spiritual warfare is there, and you know, and it can knock you down. You got to stay positive. Believe me, if you looked at my life, you would say, how can she be so happy and so positive? It's shocking, isn't it? It really is, if you looked at my life, because my life is a mess with health issues and all sorts of things going on. But you know what? I try really hard to just focus on Jesus. And when I do, I am extremely happy. And that's what I would love for the Take Two family. It's really that simple. I think we overcomplicate things, but that's just a whole nother topic. Let's hear what Logan has to say. Oh, wait, before I get to Logan, could somebody please fill that phone line right there? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Best and worst moments of 2025. Please stop what you're doing. Pull over safely to the side of the road. Make that phone call. Please call up now. You still have plenty of time. You want to close out 2025 strong. If you feel a prompting of the Spirit, lean into the Holy Spirit and say yes and call in, because what you have to share can help another soul, can reach another soul. You see how it works? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, Logan, waiting so patiently in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Logan.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Yeah, thanks for asking. I've just got a few things to share.
Cool, you go right ahead.
Awesome. So the best thing that's happened to me this year is I did join the Catholic Church. I converted on August 17th, left the evangelical Protestant world, and I actually brought in my identical twin brother. I told him, I'm taking you to heaven with me. So he followed me in, he converted, and that's been great. And unfortunately, my wife did not come with me, and that's been probably the worst part of the year for sure. It's been a big struggle, but I'm happy to say that there have been, you know, some small miracles in their own right, and there's been some healing relationally that's happened in the last month or so. So we're ending the year in probably a better place than we started. So.
Wow. Okay. So Logan, isn't this interesting? Three callers right in a row, Diane coming into the church, David and Valerie coming into the church, Logan and his identical twin brother coming into the church. Do we have a revival going on here? This is pretty amazing. Okay. So do you feel comfortable giving us your identical twin's first name? I want to put both of you, the brothers, in the book.
Sure. So yeah. So my twin brother's name is Chase. Chase.
Great. And you're welcome to give us your wife's first name if you want me to put you guys in as a couple. We pray for couples too.
Yes, her name is Karina with a K.
Karina, okay. So, your twin brother, I have to, first of all, welcome home. What amazing. And I love it that you dragged your identical twin brother with you. Did he resist, or did he just go along? Because twins, as you are, you tend to kind of go together, right?
A mix of both in some ways. He's not quite as fervent about the faith as me, but he saw a lot of the same truths that I did. I think we were both we both always felt a little disillusioned in the Protestant world, even though that was the only world we ever knew, just from some of the confusion that you just kind of see outside of the Catholic Church. So when I sort of showed him the historicity, kind of the truth of the Church, he took it pretty quickly, though I've always been maybe more of the fervent one. So I talked to him today. I said, it's a holy day of obligation, so you know you're going to church, right? And he said, yeah, I'm coming. Don't worry, but I'm coming.
You mean tonight? Tonight, the vigil for the...
Well, tonight, correct. Yeah, tonight.
Okay, and so you're kind of leading him, like he's learning from you as you're developing your feeling fully invested in your faith, right? So he's kind of leaning on you?
Correct. Yeah, that's like correct. That. And I think the last caller, I think he said his wedding anniversary, was it December 2nd?
December 2nd.
That was also my wedding anniversary. So we can keep adding up the oddities of the day.
Wow. Because they came in. Is that when they came into the church December 2nd or their anniversary? Is that what you heard?
I might be getting it wrong. I apologize.
Okay. But I just want to make sure.
The December 2nd date stuck out to me when I was just listening. So.
Interesting. So that's your anniversary?
Correct.
Wow. Okay. So if David in Mobile, if you're listening to December 2nd, to call back and let us know if that was your anniversary or when you came into the church. Okay, wow, this is amazing, because this is incredible. You know, here's the thing, Logan. You're going to see this. I don't know how long you've been listening to Catholic radio. It sounds like, have you been listening for quite some time?
About a year.
Okay.
So I'm still a new Catholic, but yeah.
Oh, okay. You're going to see this, and this is probably really good for everybody to hear this as well, who's listening to Take Two. When you listen to Catholic radio, you will naturally feel like God is speaking just to you. He's talking to the, you know, whoever can hear the broadcast, whether it's on the radio or on online or something of that nature. But you feel like he's talking directly to you through the programs you hear, the devotionals, the masses, right? You just feel like, oh my goodness, you know, I feel like this is just me and God, and I've got the radio turned on. That's the beauty of Catholic radio. He's using the airwaves. Father Thomas Loya of Light of the East, I've said this a million times, but we have brand new listeners. He has said many times, God is sanctifying the airwaves. When he said that, there was a chill that just ran through me, and I went, oh my goodness, Father, you are spot on. That's exactly what's happening. God is sanctifying the airwaves. So when it's going out there through the programs, the truth of the faith, and it's going out there, it's reaching all of us deep into our souls, individually and collectively. And Logan, you're going to feel it. And your twin brother, if he's listening to Catholic radio, he's going to feel it. There are going to be days where he's going to flip on the radio and something's going to be said that you're just going to go, oh my goodness, how did they know I was going through this? How did they know? And it's God. It's God trying to reach each and every one of us. And I love that you are taking this on and with your brother, and you're bringing hopefully your wife into it when she sees the joy that's coming out of both of you, you're just radiating that beautiful joy, and they're going to want what you have. And I love that. And I love that you're connected to Catholic media, because I think that is so important to the journey. It's a resource for so many parishes. Parishes can only do so much. I worked at a parish for 25 years. They can only do so much. Okay. But Catholic radio, wow. It's amazing. It's endless what can be done on Catholic radio. And we're trying our hardest to do it through programs and through the prayers and devotions that you hear on the radio. But I'll tell you, Logan, it's beautiful that you are connected. And I have a great radio station there at Real Presence. They've been loyal followers of Take Two. I don't know if you knew all that, but I just wanted to give you a quick history.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very blessed. You got a really great network there with Real Presence Radio. And Logan, let me ask you this. What would you say to the world? I you know, you have the platform. What would you say to the world about making that leap, that jump to come into the church, to all those people that are kind of sitting on the fence? They do listen to Catholic radio. I understand that there's as many as 30 to 40% of people listening to Catholic radio right now are not Catholic. They're not Catholic, and they're listening to Catholic radio. So what would you say to all of those fine folks that are kind of going, should I do what Logan and his brother did? What would you say, Logan?
Sure. to quote St. Thomas Aquinas, and I think Scott Hahn said it, so I'm sort of parroting the both of them, you know, the conscience is where the Holy Spirit and the individual sort of commune together, and ultimately it's the decision an individual is going to have to make. But at some point, you've got to take the leap, and it's up to that individual person to decide when that is, but that option is, that choice eventually has to be made, and I have never regretted it for a moment.
Wow. Amazing. Well said. Happy New Year, Logan. Stay in touch with us. You're part of the family. We like to say part of the fam, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful celebration and going to Mass tomorrow. You're right, or tonight for the vigil. It's Mary, Mother of God, a holy day of obligation. What a beautiful way to start the new year is to be at Mass. Absolutely. Thank you, Logan. God bless you. Okay, we've got some more calls coming in. Lots of phone lines lighting up. You guys want to share about the best and the worst of 2025? And I would love to hear from you. So you can still squeeze a call in. I'll go super fast. I'm going to be getting to more calls in just about 30 seconds because Matt's working really fast to screen those next set of calls that just came in at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I just wanted to share real quickly before we get to our next caller about the kneeling Santa ornament. So listen to this. Now is a great time to shop the sales. I love sales. Sales at EWTN Religious Catalog. Go to EWTNRC.com and click on the sale tab for many beautiful items. And one of those items is the kneeling Santa ornament. Is a lovely reminder that as the world grows more and more commercialized, that Jesus is the real reason for the season. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and at his name every knee shall bow. This ornament measures almost 3 inches high. Be sure to shop all the lovely ornaments now on sale from EWTN Religious Catalog. It's available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping, online order $75 or more. Standard shipping is for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. You can always shop early for next year. I mean, it's always good to be prepared. Let's hear what Debbie has to say in Carson City, Nevada on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the program.
Oh, I think I need to turn my radio off. Turn it down.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Good morning. Wow, I'm thrilled to be able to get through. I was telling your call screen. Let me start with this. My faith is very, very important, and I converted in 1991 mm-hmm. To be Catholic, and I enjoy going. We go on Sundays together, my husband, Saturday or Sunday, but I have started going since September. I go to several morning masses, too, and I'm blessed with being able to do visitations with our elderly. But anyways, my most wonderful experience for 2025 was my son coming home from Washington State. I'm in Carson City, Nevada. Mm-hmm. And my husband and son, they didn't argue at all. It was wonderful. And then the saddest thing was I got a text that my girlfriend's 40-some-year-old son passed away in his sleep last night.
Oh, no.
And so, and her name is Cindy. Her son's name is Nate. And I pray for them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I will sign off and I will let you go.
Ooh, Debbie, thank you for sharing with us, because I do have the prayer book out. I'm so sorry for Cindy's loss and her son, Nate. I mean, that just breaks our hearts here. But before you go, Debbie, is Cindy, where was Nate with his spiritual life? Do you know?
I'm not really sure. I know my girlfriend, Cindy, was Christian. I'm not sure what Nate's spiritual life.
Okay.
Yeah. Was. I know he was baptized. He was not baptized in the Catholic faith, but he was baptized in a Disciples of Christ, which believes in the Trinity. So,
okay. So then we will pray. We know exactly how to pray for Nate and for the so Cindy can get through this. That is so difficult. It sounds like you're going to be there for her. So that's really good. And our hearts break. You know, we know this. We as parents, we're never supposed to bury our children. That's not supposed to happen. And so when it does, it's an extremely difficult, horrible situation to go through and hard to grieve through. And so with prayer, we can hopefully lift Cindy up so she can get through it. And of course, we pray for Nate's soul. And Debbie, you are just a wonderful, beautiful soul for sharing with us. I thank you so very much because we believe in the power of prayer. And I don't know if you realize this, but there's a reason why we kind of ramp up the prayers at the end of the year. At the end of the year, especially around Christmas time, you know, we understand through private revelation, a lot of souls are released from purgatory. There's a lot of movement happening during this Christmas season, and we're in the octave of Christmas. And so this is real important that we get these prayers in. And so there's a reason, there's a method behind this, guys, when we do these prayers. So thank you, Debbie. And you're in the prayer book as well. Did you want to add anybody else in the prayer book besides Cindy and Nate? And I got you in there and your family.
My husband's name is Tom, and my son's name is Sean, S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N. Got it. Perfect. You got the prayers, Debbie, and Happy New Year. Thank you so much for contributing to this episode today to close out 2025. Thank you. We're going to get to Mary Jane. Mary Jane is in Texas on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Mary Jane. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Longtime listener of EWTN, but my greatest thing that I'm thankful for is that God let all 13 of my siblings live through another year.
Mm.
I thank God every day for our health, for us still being here, and I pray that we could have another year next year, but not my will be done, but His will be done. And we're all still in good health, as far as we know. I do have one sister that's 86 that's in assisted living. Mm-hmm. She's getting a little forgetful, but for the most part, we're all still going strong.
Wow.
And one of the regrets of 2025 is my relationship with my daughter and her family. But I've been talking to priests and trying to, come to peace with all of this. And we'll make it through. And, you know, God works many miracles, and I believe there'll be one work there, too. And I just ask that you pray for my niece, who has cancer, and that she has a speedy recovery.
Okay. Did you?
Other than that, everything's great.
You're beautiful, Mary Jane. Well, we're going to pray for all of your siblings to stay healthy and strong. Your niece, for sure. If you want to give us a first name, you're welcome to. But also with your daughter, we're going to pray to the guardian angels to keep you connected with your guardian angel to her guardian angel. So you'll see some movement there. Okay. So just keep that in mind. And do you feel comfortable giving us your niece's first name?
Tammy.
Okay. Got it. We've got it in the book. Okay. Keep us posted, Mary Jane. God bless you. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for sharing with us today and contributing to this episode closing out 2025. And God bless you. Stay strong. Stay healthy. Okay. We're going to get to Julie. Julie's a first-time caller in Doylestown, Pennsylvania on Holy Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Julie.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. You go right ahead.
Well, I was just sharing the highlight and, I guess, low light of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
There were many highlights. I overcome a huge fear of traveling and flying, and I left on November 3rd for a women's pilgrimage to holy sacred sites in England. Wow. I had an amazing journey and an amazing trip. And I returned so fulfilled and filled with the Holy Spirit and renewed my faith. And then 48 hours after returning home, my sister passed away suddenly.
Oh.
So that was just on the 17th of November. So it was just such an extreme high and low. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to share, today's her heavenly birthday and so many things. And I just heard, I just didn't even know she even existed until I was driving back from the Shrine of Częstochowa here in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And I saw the Holy Spirit radio sign right on that street. So I pulled over, put it on my AM radio, and then I heard you, you know, mm-hmm. requesting call-ins, and I just wanted to share mm-hmm. and see if you would add her to your prayers and the book for the year. And her name is Marlena.
I got it. I already put her in the book. Matt was way ahead of you. He gave me the name because you gave it to Matt, and I got her. I've got Marlena in the book. I'm so sorry for the loss of your sister. So I'm grateful to God that you were able to overcome the fear of flying, and you're able to get and visit places that you need to visit, Julie, in order for you to advance your life. And I love that. So that was really a good thing. Marlena, you got to imagine that the good Lord is letting her see and hear this broadcast, and her sister just announced to the world what a beautiful sister she is for you, and how you want all of us to remember her and put her in the book. I could just cry over that. You know, I wish more sisters would be like that. But Julie, I want to really and truly zero in on this. I don't know if you heard this, because you might have been talking to Matt when I was talking to a previous caller, and I was sharing with Logan how the Holy Spirit uses the radio. And isn't it interesting? You saw the Holy Spirit Catholic radio sign for the station in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and you tuned in, and it was the perfect timing for you to announce the best and worst moments of 2025 and to put Marlena in the book. You see how God is working? That was a perfect confirmation that God is using the radio airwaves. Anything else you want to say, Julie?
No, thank you for your work, but she is an amazing person and woman, and she was such a faithful devotee to Jesus, and
beautiful.
It's I'm glad that you were able to take my call, and mm-hmm. thank you for listening, and it just warms my heart knowing, but
mm-hmm.
she's deeply missed, and like I said, today is her birthday, so mm-hmm. sending her, you know, all the wishes and all of the prayers for her soul. And
amen.
That she's
amen.
At peace.
Well, I'm sure she's having a great time in heaven on her birthday. Absolutely. And I'm sure I feel like there's a big smile on all of heaven's faces because of the fact that we are acknowledging and really celebrating Marlena's life. Thank you, Julie. God bless you. Beautiful. Happy New Year. Thank you so much. And keep in touch with us. Don't be a first-time caller and then we never hear from you again. You're part of the family. So call us again. We've got another first-time caller real quick. I'm going to squeeze in Gloria from San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Gloria, you are going to close this broadcast for 2025. And I love that it's coming in from San Antonio, Texas, because you guys have been loyal to Take Two from day one. So Gloria, first time caller, take it away.
Yes. Hi, Debbie. Thank you for everything you all do. Your program is just so wonderful and offers so many blessings to so many people. So may God continue to watch over you and Jerry. My best moment was that God blessed me and I was able to go to Rome, Italy for the Jubilee year. I had prayed so hard and it just came to pass, and it was just the most wonderful experience of my life. I will treasure it forever. Mm. And I met so many wonderful people. And on our pilgrimage, we were like 33 pilgrims. And I just can't say enough. And all the places that we visited.
Beautiful. And I love that you finished it with Rome. How wonderful is that? Gloria, you are awesome. I put you in the prayer book and for any and all private and personal intentions. And just we wish for you just a wonderful, beautiful, happy new year. Gloria, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in and finishing this 2025 live broadcast here on Take Two. And thank you for the kind words. I'll definitely pass them on to Jerry and the show team. And call us again, Gloria. Gloria, definitely. Okay, guys, that's it. We are wrapping up this wonderful episode of Take Two. You guys did a great job calling in and sharing the best and the worst moments of 2025. Now, let's look ahead. Okay, hit the reset button, look ahead. And we definitely want to wish you, I'm speaking for the whole show team, just a very happy and prosperous and healthy new year. Tomorrow's show on the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, we have a special guest. It's a pre-recorded broadcast, but it's brand new, special guest with Monsignor Charles Pope. You don't want to miss it. He's going to talk all about the Blessed Mother. You're going to love it. I can't wait to tune in. It's a really great interview with Monsignor Charles Pope. Hey, if you want to go to France with me, sign up for the River Cruise that's coming up in April. You go to grnonline.com/events and sign up for the River Cruise. The top part of the boat is already taken up, but there's room for you. I'd love to see you there. And until we meet again live in 2026, have a beautiful and blessed New Year celebration. See you real soon.